The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Ira Weintraub on the other side. So I may mention yesterday of, sort of reflecting upon the conversation that we had with Phil Martelli and Saadi Washington. And there was one comment that really, really sort of stuck with me, as I thought it was like, man, this is a big takeaway from this. And we talked a lot about NIL deals and Hunter and what's the way forward. But it was when Phil started talking about the relationship between coaches. And so I went and pulled the passage in question. He said, understand that the camaraderie and the collegiality of coaching is gone. Everybody is out here thinking, what are they up to? And no disrespect, but there are young guys in the business now who think I can make my mark by doing something that may not be illegal, because in today's world, who knows what's legal and illegal, but it's immoral and it's against the profession. So the portal, NIL, it's hurt the profession. And it's hurt, like what you talked about, Sam, that brotherhood. That we're all in this. You said, we're all in this to make this a great game and a great experience for these young guys. And that's not the way it is today. Why did that stick out to me? Because, like I said, there's always this code. I may not like you trying to poach my player, or you're poaching this recruit. I know you committed a violation with this recruit, and I might say something to you about it behind the scenes, but I'm not going to report. I'm not going to flag the NCAA. I'm not going to talk about it in the media. We are a fraternity. So even the cheaters. And so we can talk about it from the college basketball standpoint, right? Can we say Bill Self's a cheater? I think we can say Bill Self's a cheater.
Confirmed.
We know Will Wade's a cheater.
Double confirmed.
Very, very, very clear that he is a cheater. I mean, how long did Arizona sort of skate, Ira? I mean, for years and years and years, there were, just like we see with Kansas and just like we see with LSU, maybe not to that degree, the proof of it. But you can point to instances where, I mean, people were a little nuts. It's like, man, how did Sean Miller really get down? Right? And it wasn't until the wiretap just really, really put it on blast that there was just no denying, and Arizona made the decision to move on. But it's not like coaches didn't know that was going on, but none of them called it out publicly. And I wonder if we're finally getting to the point where coaches are going to be willing to do that. So did you see Scott Satterfield call out Nick Saban? He called out Nick. He called out the biggest name in coaching, because ex-Louisville Cardinals wide receiver Tyler Harrell, he entered the transfer portal in April. And, you have Scott Satterfield saying, well, man, he gets in the transfer portal. Next thing you know, 10 days later, he's committed to Alabama. I mean, that was awful quick. That was awful quick. How does that happen that quickly? And it's what Scott Satterfield said in a story with 24/7 Sports. He said he believes tampering occurred, but he couldn't prove it. Now, this is going to be, it's going to be important that you have receipts on this. Like, you can't just throw out accusations for this to really have teeth and to really make a difference. You got to have proof to back up what you're saying. But that he's willing to call out the biggest of the dogs, Ira, I think that's actually a good sort of byproduct or consequence of the loss of camaraderie and collegiality and brotherhood. If holding one another more accountable is a consequence of that, I'm saying, okay, I actually like that as a byproduct, Mr. Weintraub. I don't know about you. Now, before I get your response, let me give you Nick Saban's response to the allegation. He said, quote, I don't know of anybody that tampered with him. You know, I don't really know that anybody's ever tampered with our players. I just think sometimes when things happen, it makes you wonder. So I'm not making any accusations against anybody that's done anything to our players, and I don't have any knowledge of anybody that's done anything with anybody else's players. Okay. All right, Nick. So that's his official response, Ira. But you get where I'm going? It feels like we might finally get to a place where coaches are helping police the profession a lot better than they have up to this point.
Sam, I think that more than anything else, that is called plausible deniability from Nick Saban. Because, yeah, he didn't necessarily tamper. He didn't call anybody, and probably none of his coaches did. Does it mean that he didn't have that someone on his staff didn't put a feeler out to somebody else, and they get, yeah, give me a break. He's the same guy that said we've never cheated in recruiting. Yeah, maybe he directly, personally has never handed a kid a payment, but you tell me Alabama under Nick Saban has never cheated in recruiting? No, it's called plausible deniability. Nick Saban's going to always say that, because he keeps everything, as they say in The Godfather, Sam, the family has a lot of buffers, right? And that's how this whole thing is set up, so that he can say that, so that Nick can say, I didn't do it. I have proof I didn't do it. And I guarantee he has receipts to show that he's never done it.
Well,
doesn't mean that there isn't some other connection to it, but plausible deniability has been Nick Saban's key for all this for years. He's never been tied to anything.
See, this is a worthy use of time, Ira, for coaches, because I can give you an example. I'm talking about bringing it to the light of day, because I can give you an example where, hey, you know, I know of an institution that knew that one of their players was tampered with, and I can't speak to it because it's not my story to tell. I haven't been authorized to give the specifics of the story, so I'll just speak in general terms. I know a program who had a player who they know was being tampered with, who decided he wanted to enter the portal, he wanted to transfer, and there is some serious consideration given to trying to block. Making a case out of it, reporting to the NCAA. But you know what the inevitable kind of reaction was going to be. Oh, well, this school is looking to block this player. They're looking to block this player. They're looking to keep him from having an opportunity to go where he wants to go. When, hey, you might be totally open to that player finding a place other than where he was at, but you just don't want it to be to the school that tampered with it, that sort of pushed that process along, who egged and goaded it and made it happen. You want some consequence for that team, but this institution chose not to do it because you knew what the fallout would be. You knew what the criticisms would be if you did so. And so to me, that's why I think it's important for it to become more mainstream for coaches in general to call this out for what it is. This is cheating. This is poaching. This is tampering. We shouldn't have this. This is not about limiting student athletes from transferring from a school to be able to go to another place that they want to go. But it shouldn't be because someone is pushing the process, is sort of encouraging a player to leave a situation that he wasn't maybe otherwise thinking about leaving. So there should be a line there, and I think this could be instrumental in having to sort of bringing that line to the surface. I think it is a cause that would be very worthy of their time if they took it up, Mr. Weintraub.
Yeah, I think bringing some of this stuff to the surface is going to end up being really difficult, because you can accuse, but again, say it's, you know, the kid's uncle is friends with so-and-so who happens to know so-and-so, and that so-and-so gets to the uncle and says, man, tell that kid to get in the portal. Because we got, I just don't see.
I'm a fan of not making, you're right, Ira. Will there always be ways to cheat? Absolutely.
I guess that's my point. I guess where I every time we see something else come up, maybe it's just because I see this quote from Nick Saban, like, we've never cheated to get a recruit. And he says that with a straight face, right? And he says, we didn't, like, he can say anything he wants with a straight face, and people have to take it at face value, even though we don't believe it. And it, although I do kind of believe, because he can say I didn't, because he has his plausible deniability. Nothing's ever going to actually change. They're just moving the finish line. And that's what we've said from the beginning. You just keep moving the finish line on things. Now the finish line is about tampering against kids in the portal and how you're encouraging them to do it and who's going to encourage them to do it. You're just changing the finish line and how it's being done. Tampering's always happened. It's just different. Reaching out to a kid's always happened, and paying a kid's always happened. It's just different now.
Yeah, look, man, I understand the cynicism here, right? I understand why you're the pessimism about anything changing at all. I understand it. What I'm saying, and I think it's, look, those feelings, that sentiment is warranted. I'm not proposing this as a solution, as the thing that's going to stop cheating. It's not. I think what you're looking to do is create some semblance of a deterrent, because right now there's no other than maybe your personal morals and ethics, there's nothing that is discouraging you from tampering. Like, nothing. There's no fear of kind. There's no consequence for this that would make you think twice. What you're looking to do is to make it a little harder, to make it be so at least you have some people thinking twice about it. The ones who do have a catch, who are worried about, hey, having some collegiality in this game. But right now, I mean, even the purest of motive and intent can say, hey, man, well, it actually, there's no rule really preventing this. Everyone else is doing it. I got to do this to compete. You can see how that can motivate the people who otherwise wouldn't be motivated along those lines. And you want to prevent that. You want to prevent the folks who are inclined to do things the right way. You want to prevent those folks from being led astray. And this is one of the ways in which I think you encourage that. By having some deterrent, by having some penalty so severe that it'll make you, if you can prove tampering, you lose 10 scholarships. Something like that. That will make dudes really, really think twice. Are you going to catch everyone? No. Will you catch the majority of offenders? Probably not. Would you catch some? I think you would. And would that discourage a few? I think it would. I think it's important to just achieve what you can.
Don't you just think we're going to end up in they're mad at Kentucky, so they're going to suspend Cleveland State scenario? They're just going to find some little guy to punish? Prove me wrong. Until I'm proven wrong, I hope you're right.
This is why you need coaches to participate in it. Like, you need them holding one another accountable and calling one another out. Right? That fraternity, tested even more. It's like, hey, man, this is supposed to be a brotherhood. You're poaching my players. So, hey, man, more where that came from, as far as I'm concerned. We need to get to a break. Before we do and talk some recruiting, I want to remind you, if you are in the market for a new vehicle, get on board with Brighton Ford. That's where John Cuter and his crew will take great care of you. 1-800-NEW-FORD. Make it out to the lot, 8240 West Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. And you can check out their great lease deals. Well-qualified lessees can lease a 2022 Ford F-150 Super Crew for $231 a month with $2,000 down. How about a 2022 Ford Escape SE all-wheel drive, $216 a month with $2,000 down? And last but not least, a 2022 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive, $242 a month with $2,000 down. For those and other great deals, get on board with Brighton Ford by going to brightonford.com. Call 1-800-NEW-FORD. Make it out to the lot at 8240 West Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050. WTKA, the Tick.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.